All right, let me jump on into the daily Right Side Way monologue. And I'll start off by just making note that technology can be amazing. And I know that. Technology can be amazing. And y'all, I'm not prone to getting the latest gee whiz gadget. I've never once slept outside the Apple store trying to be the first one to get the latest iPhone number 99 or whatever it is. But I know that technology is oftentimes pretty cool. I love the development of things like the high-def flat-screen TVs that we have now. I love smartphones like anybody else. I'm a big fan of satellite radio in my vehicle. I can appreciate the fact that medical technology and advanced infrastructure and GPS and so much more have all served to make our lives better and even safer. But I have my limits. I do. I have my limits. And sometimes, I'll be honest with you, I feel like an old curmudgeon as I cling to my Android phone. I just do. It's like the electronic version of yelling at the neighbor's kids to get off my grass. You know, take your silly Apple phone thingy with you, by the way. Don't even get me started, though, on having one of those Alexa talking boxes in your house. I ain't doing it. I do not want some disembodied voice telling me how to bake a cake or, for that matter, listening to my private conversations. Now, I have a friend whose life was saved by Alexa when she had a stroke. She couldn't move, and she was able to call out, though, and it dialed her husband for help. It's good stuff. Even still, I don't want that thing in my house. It's creepy. It's invasive. It's always listening. It's like a sneaky neighbor eavesdropping and posting all your private stuff on the neighborhood social media page. Nope. Not doing it. But here's the thing. Alexa or whatever, that's an elective. It's a voluntary matter. You put Alexa or Siri or any other piece of creepy creeper, peeper, never sleeper, smart tech in your life, you know, it's a choice. You can do that. Anytime you want to, you can unplug that unsavory little electronic smart aleck and take it out back and use it for target practice if you want to. It's your decision. It's your choice. But if you want that little machine to watch you change your clothes, that's totally on you. But what if the government mandated it? What if the government decided that it wanted to know everything you were doing at all times and monitor your activities because of so-called compelling government reasons? How would you feel then? Well, it's already happening in some places, and folks are not taking too kindly to it. Invasive technology sounds really cool till some bureaucrat or big government politician realizes they can put it to use to fit their agenda. Not to make you safer, mind you, but to make you move towards their agenda. And y'all, the climate activist community is embracing new tech like nobody else. Every bit of invasive technology that comes down the pike suddenly has green energy advocates jumping on it like a spider monkey on a banana. And they will often couch it as necessary, even reasonable, and for the greater good. After all, saving the planet means we all have to sacrifice a little bit of our personal privacy, you know, saving the planet. But the sneakiest version of this big tech voyeurism comes with so-called voluntary participation of the general public. For instance, you may recall a story from Colorado back in 2022. A major heat wave swept across the Rocky Mountains in the late August of that year, and suddenly, thousands of Colorado residents who got their power from Xcel, a utility company in that state, could no longer adjust their thermostats. It seemed that all of them had signed up for a voluntary program that gave them a smart thermostat that they could regulate from afar. Okay, cool. On your phone, you adjust your temperature from work, cool the house down before you get there. Sounds cool, right? No, not really. It was hot. It was very hot. Every one of those residential homes got a one-time $100 discount on their power bill for signing up for a smart thermostat, but the fine print said that when the system was in peak load capacity, the utility company could adjust their AC to the off position completely and lock them out of their own thermostats. People complained that the temps in their homes were reaching nearly 90 degrees. That thermostat didn't seem that smart then, did it? I'm going to bet that several thousand of those thermostats were somehow forcibly removed from the walls of those homes, and a good old-fashioned manual thermostat took their places. What do you think? But hey, it was for the planet. More recently, just last month, the California Transportation Department started asking folks to sign up for a shiny new program. They need to monitor driving habits. Where do you go? How often? How fast do you drive? What roads do you use? Well, apparently the push to get everyone in the Golden State to drive electric vehicles has now come with an unintended consequence. It appears that the vast majority of the funds that are being used to maintain roads actually come from gas taxes. Yep. And with fewer people stopping at gas stations to buy that nasty fossil fuel, a new study indicates that within 10 years, California may be facing a $4.4 billion shortage of road and bridge funds. So the new plan, you wait for it, the new plan is to charge people 3 cents per mile. Wow. But how do you know how many miles they've driven? Well, you put a device in their car that sends the information direct to the government so they can send you a bill. Well, how about no? But hey, it's purely voluntary, for now. We just need you to put this little transponder in your vehicle out of the goodness of your heart so we can send you a bill for something that you don't pay for right now. What could go wrong? Yeah, so right now the proposal, the voluntary proposal, the call for volunteers to pay more than they had to, is going over like you might expect. The public is having none of it. Well, stand by for California to change its mind and make this a mandatory thing. I mean, after all, it's for the planet. But I'm not sure that anyone can beat what's happening in London. The mayor of London, England, is a flaming liberal. His name is Sadiq Khan. And if you want to drive in Sadiq Khan's London, then you better get on board with saving the planet. In August of 2023, Mayor Khan imposed what is known officially as the Ultra Low Emission Zone, known by its acronym as the ULEZ. It covers, by the way, the entire capital city of London now. It's a government-sponsored scheme to lower air pollution in the city by taking pictures of cars using traffic cameras, and if you're deemed to have a vehicle that does not fit the list of government-approved low-emission, green-energy, save-the-world transports, then you are fined the equivalent of roughly $15 a day. The problem is made worse when you consider that all of the approved vehicles are newer and more expensive, so if you commute to work every day in your older, unapproved car, you get fined every single day. Never mind, this is an exorbitant burden on the people who make up London. I mean, so they came up with a scrappage plan. A scrappage plan. Turn in your old cars and the government will give you a grant to help you get a new one. But it doesn't cover much of the cost. So the whole plan is not going too well. The government of Sadiq Khan has been putting up special ULEZ cameras and mailing the fines to people's homes. And the ULEZ cameras run 24/7. So far, they've installed 1,775 of them. And the resistance has begun. Websites now show people how to avoid them, which of course means taking a more circuitous route to their destination, which ironically means having to burn more gas to avoid the planet-saving fines from the ULEZ police. But lately, a group that calls itself the Blade Runners has been targeting these techno spies. Over 25% of ULEZ cameras have been destroyed and many more damaged. The Blade Runners even specialize in running up to a camera pole with power saws and filming themselves cutting down the cameras and then posting their blade running on the internet. They have quite a following now, by the way. The transportation office in London, well, they issued a statement saying that vandalism is never acceptable, which I agree with. But then they doubled down by saying, anyone driving a non-compliant vehicle within the expanded zone will be detected, and we will advise everyone to check whether their vehicle is compliant and to consider the various support that is available to help transition to greener modes of transport. Huh. They're not getting it, are they? They love their invasive tech in London. But hey, it's for the planet. The bottom line is this, y'all. New tech beats old tech. That's part of being new, right? But somehow the idea of voluntarily giving up some of your privacy so the government can monitor your behavior and help you to meet the needs of the progressive agenda never seems to be a problem for liberals, does it? Hey, you might want to whisper. Alexa may be listening. But it's for the planet. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. Yeah, I'm just going to tell you. Alexa can stay out of my house. At the same time, think about what's happening in places like London, where they're going to monitor what car you drive, and they already are, and they're going to bill you every single day unless you drive the car they want you to. Y'all, that is some next level stuff. Eyes are everywhere. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.